You know, I support 9 of the 10-point plan in the women's equality agenda. Equal pay for equal work. I 100% support that. My opponent loves to hit me on that I voted against it. I did not vote against equal pay for equal work. I voted against a very bad bill that had a good title, but had devastating consequences to the state of New York, to employees and employers. It wasn't for equal pay for equal work. It was equal pay for similar work, and it did a whole lot more things than just that. But I 100% support the bill that is packaged in with the Women's Equality Agenda, with true equal pay for equal work, with bipartisan support, that also has public sector and private sector support that needs to be passed immediately. I support also all of the very important measures of to eliminate discrimination in the workplace, to protect women from domestic violent abuse and give them easier access for housing and for reporting electronically any type of cases and abuse. And, you know, these 9 very important women issues need to be passed. It's unfortunate, though, that my opponent, as well as other members, particularly from New York City Democrats, who will not allow the passage of these 9 points because of one point, and that's the 10th plank. And that is, it's just not about codifying Roe versus Wade. It does much more. It does not say enough. It is too broad of legislation, and it will, because I've talked with the professionals in the medical professions, and I've talked to some of the best legal minds of New York, it has the potential of allowing partial birth abortion. That is an abortion up to the date of birth, and the potential of non-doctors prescribing that procedure.
Tell us a bit about your background. We know you're a home builder. You own a construction company. How has that background, how has that experience prepared you for the New York State Senate?
Oh, you know, working in the private sector, running a business, the difficulties of even making a payroll at times, going through the various agencies and the permitting process in the state of New York is very tediousome and erroneous and burdensome, very costly. Dealing with you know, the legislation that the lawmakers come out with, and then we have to deal with the consequences. Being a business owner has prepared me in a way that, look, I create jobs. Every home I build, I create X amount of jobs with. I employ 26 employees. They're hardworking people, and I've created a microcosm of an economy. So. You know, having that background, that knowledge in the private sector definitely has prepared me for the public sector of working within a government that is supposed to work with budgets, appropriations. You got your expenses, you got your revenue streams, and how to work efficiently. When there's a downturn in the economy, the first thing that a small business does is how are we going to survive? And you go in survival mode. When the housing market crashed, look, we went into survival mode. I didn't go to the government and ask for a bailout. I didn't go to the government and ask for a handout. We didn't lay off everyone and just say go home. We worked hard as owners of the company to make sure that our employees are safe, are earning a living wage and have the benefits, as well as opportunity to work and thrive.